From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir has called on rival Riek Machar to meet for talks. The talks are an effort to save a peace agreement threatened by days of fighting in the capital. Residents of Juba say the city remained calm Thursday, 3 days after a ceasefire took effect. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is visiting Moscow in an effort to secure Russian cooperation in Syria. Kerry's 2 days of talks with the Russians are expected to touch on a wide range of issues, but leaked reports in the media suggest the U.S. diplomat is offering President Vladimir Putin something dramatic, a U.S.-Russian military alliance against the Islamic State group, al-Qaeda, and other extremist groups in Syria. United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says he is ready for the American initiative.
We are ready. We want to do it. But to get something effective, we need the help of the two co-chairs, because that will give a huge chance for these talks not to just be another Geneva II, which I am determined to avoid, with the blessing, I'm sure, of everyone else.
Stefan de Mistura. The UN Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine says civilians have been killed with impunity since fighting began in 2014 in the Donbas region. The mission says the deaths may have constituted war crimes and crimes against humanity. It says up to 2,000 civilians have lost their lives, 90% of them killed as the result of the indiscriminate shelling of residential areas. The UN mission pointed to fighting in certain districts of Donetsk and Luhansk that the report says was fueled by the inflow of foreign fighters and weapons from Russia. This is VOA News. Speaking Thursday in London, British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson pledged to reshape Britain's global profile. He said Britain's withdrawal from the European Union bloc does not mean that it is leaving Europe itself. Johnson and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry pledged to work closely together. Kerry called Johnson to congratulate him on his appointment to Britain's top diplomatic post.
His view was that post-Brexit and after the negotiations, what he really wants to see, and I think this is the right thing for the UK, is more Britain abroad, a greater global profile. And I think we now have the opportunity to achieve that.
Earlier Thursday, European Parliament Chief Martin Schulz criticized the new cabinet of Prime Minister Theresa May as part of what he called a dangerously vicious cycle that will hurt Britons in the long run. Witnesses say the gunman who shot and killed six Kenyan police officers inside a police station in western Kenya Thursday is a police officer himself. Two Kenyan police officers told VOA the shooter is a policeman named Masla. One witness said Masla had submitted his resignation and was disgruntled. The shooter was later killed by special forces who were deployed to the Kapunguria police station. President Barack Obama says America is nowhere close to healing the mutual mistrust between the nation's police and its black community. Mr. Obama made the remark following a four-hour meeting Wednesday at the White House with leaders from both sides.
We're not at a point yet where communities of color feel confident that their police departments are serving them with dignity and respect and equality, and we're not at the point yet where police departments feel adequately supported at all levels.
The president said he wanted to bring people with different perspectives on the issue together to listen to each other. While the Donald Trump campaign is insisting the presumptive Republican nominee for president has yet to select his vice presidential running mate, U.S. media reports say Trump will announce Friday that Indiana Governor Mike Pence is his choice. Pence spent more than a decade serving in the U.S. House of Representatives before becoming the governor of Indiana in 2013. Trump is believed to have been also considering former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton also is interviewing potential vice presidential running mates. She is expected to announce her choice next week. Among the people being mentioned for the role is Virginia Senator Tim Kaine. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.